My name is Laura Scholler, and I'm the Vice President of IFOHIP, which is the International Federation of Hard of Hearing Young People. Well, our aim is to raise awareness in society about the difficulties hard of hearing people have to face every day. This can be in theater, in cinema, but also at work, in school, at universities, because there are many barriers, like in TV there are no subtitles, or people do not understand the teacher in school because they rely on lip reading or sign language. And this is something the society is not really aware of. So we are now trying to teach hard of hearing students from all around the world how to organize campaigns or something to raise awareness in society. And to do this, we are here to collect our experience, because in every country people do different experiences, and then put them all together and find solutions, ideas, how to solve these problems, and maybe to find a common way to make a campaign or something.
Where have the participants come from?
They come mainly from Europe. They come from Finland, they come from the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, Spain, Czech Republic, Slovakia, but also from outside Europe, like Uganda, Indonesia.
What simple things could governments within the Council of Europe region do to make your life easier?
Well, it is important to have it fixed in the law that the special things hard of hearing people do need, that they are provided, that we don't have to have a process in law or to have many efforts to get what we need. It's important to have it in the law, and that constitutions, official buildings, they have inclusion, that they practice inclusion, that it's normal to come to, let's say, university and say, I need a sign language interpreter, and then there is one. So it is important to have it in the law, and that it is implemented in society. Hard of hearing doesn't mean that that all hard of hearing people hear the same. Some people are almost deaf, some are only slightly hard of hearing, so some need more equipment. Then this, of course, is expensive, and some only need little equipment. This is it's less expensive.
So what is the number one thing that you would like the German government to do to help you and other hard of hearing people in Germany?
They already signed the UN Convention on the Person with Disabilities, but that does not mean that everything is fine, because it has to be implemented within the different buildings or whatever. So I think the number one would be to make sure that implementation can be fulfilled, which means to provide money, to provide technology, to provide maybe experts. I think this would be helpful to make it possible. So, yeah.
Do you think there is a growing awareness of the issues and concerns of hard of hearing people in Germany and elsewhere in the Council of Europe?
Well, I think yes, more than a lot of years ago, because hard of hearing and deaf people, they raise their voice. We did demonstrations, like we did in Cologne, to have more subtitling in Germany. There are campaigns, and I think people are aware that there are hard of hearing people more than some years ago, but still it's not enough. I think that it has to be done more.